As President Bush's term comes to an end, his administration is racing to put its final imprint on an array of environmental, health, and workplace policies. Last-minute rules would be difficult for the next president to overturn. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports on one of the changes in the works.
Holly Moore loves Shenandoah National Park. He's been coming here for 40 years. He's taking us on one of his favorite hikes, up to the peak of Stony Man Mountain.
Oh, it is wonderful. It's glorious. The snow, it's crisp.
The forest is covered with about an inch of snow, the first of the season. Moore is a lawyer turned professional photographer. He's also a member of the Virginia State Government's Air Pollution Control Board. As we head up the trail, he talks about how industrial pollution fouls the air in this national park and many others.
They tell people with asthma or have trouble breathing, the elderly, to stay inside, don't breathe the air. That isn't the kind of message you think you're going to get when you go to a national park.
Shenandoah is one of the most polluted national parks. Several days a year, smog or ozone reaches unhealthy levels. Acid rain has killed several species of fish in many of the park's fragile mountain streams. When we reach the peak, we stand on a rock outcropping that's frosted with ice.
Look at that. Isn't that neat? And you know they're just playing and having fun.
We're alone, except for a few ravens soaring in the overcast sky.
And as you can see, the mountain falls away, and before us is the Valley of Virginia. And rising up right in the middle there is the Massanutten Range. It looks like you can almost touch it, but it's 10 miles away. And the next range is the Alleghenies. That's another 20 miles.
This is what people come to see when they visit Shenandoah. But on most days, visitors can't see the distant range. And on the dirtiest days, they can't even see the closer one. Moore is concerned that the pollution will get even worse if the Environmental Protection Agency goes ahead with a rule change.
They're going to hurt this park. This is my park. This is our park. These are all our parks, and they all need our protection. EPA should be ashamed.
In 1977, Congress decided to give special protection to national park air quality. So it set limits on how much pollution new power plants and factories can add to the air over the parks. EPA officials use computer models to estimate how much dirtier the park's air would get. The rule change under consideration would alter one of the ways the modelers measure that pollution. Now modelers estimate the maximum amount of pollution that plants could pump into the air. Under the proposed change, they would estimate the average amount of pollution over the course of a year.
It would be analogous to allowing a driver to go 90 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone because his average speed over the entire year was only 40 miles per hour.
John Bunyak heads an air pollution office for the National Park Service. He doesn't suggest you use this logic with a traffic cop.
I don't think it would go over very well.
In the same way, Bunyak says using the annual average doesn't accurately represent the danger parks like Shenandoah would face from a new plant.
Obviously, anytime you have new sources constructed, that's not going to be result in an improvement in air quality. I mean, more pollution is not going to make it better.
EPA officials say they're just clarifying a confusing rule. They didn't agree to an interview in time for this story. But Jeff Homestead, who headed the EPA's air program when the agency started to rewrite this rule, says the current version is too onerous.
It had become kind of a gauntlet that was almost impossible for people to meet.
Homestead now is a lawyer and lobbyist who represents several electric companies. He says the change is needed because it has become almost impossible to build new coal-fired power plants to meet the growing need for electricity.
Will it make it easier for a new plant to locate within 300 kilometers of a park? The answer is probably yes.
Homestead says he's sympathetic to concerns about air quality at Shenandoah. But stopping a new power plant isn't the way to clean up the park, because most of the pollution comes from older coal-fired power plants, cars, and diesel trucks and buses.
That new power plant will have a trivial impact on the park.
Even if Bush appointees at the EPA changed this rule, they won't necessarily have the last word. Congress could block the change, or President Obama's EPA could rewrite the rule once more. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.